Hello and welcome to the Rapid Microbiology Podcast, and I'm your host Paul Carton. In today's episode, my guests are joining me from BioPerfectus, a diagnostics company based in Shanghai, China, a city that recently recovered from a COVID-19 outbreak. As the rest of the world attempts to live with COVID, a new zoonotic threat re-emerged, the monkeypox virus. There are now human monkeypox cases worldwide, from Iceland in the north to Argentina in the south, as far-reaching as Australia in the eastern hemisphere and US in the west. The highest number of cases is in the United Kingdom, a country that reported a small monkeypox outbreak last year. The smallpox vaccine provides good protection against monkeypox, and it was administered worldwide until the World Health Organization declared the eradication of smallpox in 1980. Undoubtedly, this immunity will have waned over time, and therefore the current monkeypox virus circulating needs to be monitored closely by epidemiologists. The variant responsible is the West African clade, considered less virulent than the Congo strain, but the fact that its infectivity has changed and now appearing outside Africa in higher numbers has alarmed public health officials. To talk more about monkeypox and fighting pandemics, let me introduce my guests. First, we have Morning Lee. She is the marketing manager at BioPerfectus. Hello, Morning.
Hi, Paul. Hi, everyone. Nice to be here.
And Lily Liu, product manager at BioPerfectus. Hello, Lily.
Hi, Paul. Thank you for inviting us.
So, Morning, the first question is for you. Staying on the monkeypox virus topic for the moment, we noticed that BioPerfectus has launched a monkeypox kit with CE marking just 1 week after the World Health Organization released its first disease outbreak news on monkeypox. How did BioPerfectus manage to do it so quickly?
Yeah, thank you, Paul. And the reason we were able to have the test ready in time is because our raw material production and development platform enabled us to produce specific primers and probes for the monkeypox virus PCR test in rapid time. And we officially launched the monkeypox real-time PCR kit on May 23rd this year, and with CE approval come along. Thanks to our strong R&D force, we have become a leading brand with a first-to-respond attitude to an epidemic outbreak. And for example, in 2013, we developed the very first real-time PCR kit for H7N9. And in 2014, we did it for Ebola detection. And then in 2017, for H7N4. More importantly, we believe we were the first manufacturer who developed the SARS-CoV-2 real-time PCR assay on January 7, 2020, just 3 days after the sequence of SARS-CoV-2 virus had been released to the public.
There might be a few manufacturers who will argue with that, Morning, that you were the first company to develop the test.
Yeah, actually, the fact is that I believe that BioPerfectus was the very first manufacturer who has successfully released the kit to the market, but without registration. We realized that there were a few manufacturers who released this kit to the market with CE mark, and of course, with the national registration and so on to the market. But I still think that BioPerfectus was the very first manufacturer who managed to develop this kit in the first place.
There was many tests around at that time without marking, I remember, in the very first, because so many labs needed tests. And so what did BioPerfectus pioneer in?
Yeah, and actually BioPerfectus is pioneering in molecular diagnostic solutions and rapid testing products ranging from real-time PCR kits, nucleic acid extraction systems, automated laboratory devices, and also immune chromatographic assays.
Okay, yeah, the immunochromatographic assays, that's a lateral flow test, is it?
Actually, lateral flow test is just one kind of immunochromatographic assays.
Okay, but they are not used to fight monkeypox. It's only PCR right now.
Yes, exactly. Yes, exactly. To help fight against the monkeypox virus globally, our total PCR solution for monkeypox virus detection have been delivered to nearly 100 countries worldwide since it's been launched. And we are now devoted to cooperating with our global partners to collect real-world data in national laboratories and CDCs, since we truly believe that clinical performance is the top priority when it comes to infectious disease diagnosis specifically. And we look forward to helping more people around the world through such a rapid response.
Okay. The next question is for Lily, product manager. Specimens that may contain a virus pose a threat to lab technicians, especially when dealing with monkeypox, as very few would be vaccinated to that virus. And so these samples need to be handled in a BSL-3 laboratory. Can you explain to me what BioPerfectus provides to allow laboratories to process and test samples and minimise the human contact with these pathogens?
Thank you, Paul. Yes, you're right. When we face urgent infectious events, PCR is considered a valuable tool for early diagnosis. But in the conventional PCR detection operation, several steps are dangerous for operations, such as loading samples and adding purified nucleic acid. Thus, these operations are recommended to be performed in the biosafety cabinet. Besides, we should also pay more attention to avoid cross-contamination during extraction. We considered finding a way to accomplish this operation automatically, which will dramatically decrease the contact with the contagious samples. That's the reason why we developed and launched an automated extraction workstation, SAW96, recently.
And how can this SAW96 automated extraction system minimize risk to staff and avoid contamination?
Yeah, that's very important. On this workstation, loading samples from sample tubes, extraction, and PCR setup operations can all be done automatically. Sample tubes are put in, and we can finally get the PCR tubes ready for the following amplification operations. To improve anti-contamination control, we have built in the UV light, HEPA filter, and an electrostatic filter for our in-dispection system. We also design scientific move paths for main operations to avoid cross-contamination while performing actions. The location of extraction modules is away from the dispensing area and just beneath the disinfection system. You can see that all these measures protect the sample from aerosols and aim to provide accurate results. And we also find that when we do these operations automatically, it will give the laboratories with standardized results and will lead to increased productivity and peace of mind. So I could see that the SAW96 will create a win-win situation for both laboratory management and automation level. We also will showcase this instrument at this year's AACC conference in Chicago. So come and see the automated instrument at booth 1006 on July the 26th to 28th.
Okay, I hope many of our listeners are attending that event, and please go see Morning and Lily showcase the instrument. Now, you've already mentioned that BioPerfectus were the first to develop an RT-PCR kit in China to detect a highly virulent and fatal H7N9 influenza strain. And you've been fighting the epidemic since, Ebola, the highly contagious hand, foot and mouth disease, and still today, COVID. Are we going to be fighting epidemics for the foreseeable future, Lily?
Yes, of course, correct. Well, with dramatic environment and emerging changes, including climate change and the global political situation, we may face more severe infectious disease outbreaks, like monkeypox and other some unknown disease. However, due to the COVID pandemic and recent monkeypox outbreak, there is a growing awareness observed of diagnosis and prevention of infectious disease. The important role that real-time PCR and rapid tests have played during the COVID pandemic has already caught a lot of attention. According to the renowned market research firm Coloroma, the market size of molecular diagnosis was estimated at $9 billion in 2020, and is now considered to be $13 billion this year, which you can see that is a very dramatic increase due to the COVID pandemic. So with the increase in clinical PCR laboratories during the pandemic, we believe that the PCR and the rapid test will embrace its golden era as the fastest growing area in IVD industry.
And then what sort of products has BioPerfectus developed in for infectious diseases? And what sort of certificates do you have? And what partners are you working with to deploy tests worldwide?
BioPerfectus has already developed over 500 products, which is targeting the respiratory infectious disease, sexual transmitted disease, and gastrointestinal infectious disease, and also the vector-borne and zoonotic infectious disease. You can see that, which covered most of the infectious disease market. And our products has received CE marketing for international use, and the FDA UA from the United States, as well as obtaining the World Health Organization emergency use listing. And on top of that, we have been certified by TUV for ISO 134585, the requirements for quality management system in the medical device field. We also working closely with NGOs like WHO, UNICEF, FIND, and Global Fund to sufficiently supply demanding countries with diagnostic products. Recently, we have released our total PCR solution strategy with validated performance to better confront the outbreak. So you can see that means the one solution for various disease, and we BioPerfectors as a one supplier for the instrument and reagent you might be used in the PCR laboratory and one response for all the problems that may be faced in daily use.
What rapid diagnostic methods do you provide for infectious diseases?
We also provide rapid diagnostic methods with our COVID-19 antigen or antibody test, malaria parasite identification test, dengue antigen or antibody test in just less than 15 minutes. So if you're looking for earlier or rapid diagnostic detection requirements, we offer professional to community level products for you. As we have been specialized in infectious disease diagnostic and control for decades, we BioPerfectors strongly believes that the quality of a business product and service is in direct proportion to its commitments to excellence. All in all, BioPerfectors is always ready to be on the front line fighting against the pandemic with our global partners together. We strongly believe that the world would be free from pandemics, and we will go back to the prosperity and harmony very soon.
Now let's hope you're right. What improvements or changes are needed in public and veterinary health to quell these pathogens before they spread? And that question's for morning, please.
Actually, we both know that research in veterinary science is critical to understanding and improving human health for sure. And vets have contributed to public health through the care of companion animals. The millions of exotic dogs, cats, birds, and animals like that are kept as pets. And although pets enrich the lives of human beings, they also potentially can threaten public health, which was shown in the United States monkeypox virus outbreak in 2003 that involved pets passing the virus onto the owners. And the convergence of human beings and animals' health drove the social concern onto more infectious diseases such as zoonotic, vector-borne, and enteric diseases. And according to WHO, we should be on the alert for signs such as patients presenting with abnormal and similar symptoms. And we should also be able to share information more easily to our international partners about any new kind of viruses and implement protocols quickly to stop the spread of any lethal pathogens. And more importantly, pay more attention to vulnerable groups like children, young adults, and immune-compromised individuals. And we, as individuals, should avoid close contact with people who have suspected or confirmed infectious diseases and get vaccinated before going to disease-susceptible regions. And both society and individuals join together, we could make a healthy world free from disease.
Thank you, Morning and Lily, for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you, Paul, for having us.
Thank you.
These are worrying times for society still battling COVID, and another fast-spreading virus emerges. As RT-PCR is now an established main line of defence against new pathogens, this puts enormous pressure on a molecular diagnostic company to meet the immediate user demand associated with an outbreak. They need to research, develop and validate and certify a diagnostic for international use in rapid time. If we take BioPerfectus as an example, as long as you have your quality management system in place and your own raw material production and development platform, you can deploy a test worldwide with certification within days of an outbreak. Let's hope for no more lockdowns. Until next time.